Welcome to the Eagle Online. It's John Moore with a very special guest on the phone right now. Founding member of the band The Outlaws, Tampa's own The Outlaws, Mr. Henry Paul. Henry, how are you?
And I'm all right for a fella my age.
An old rocker?
Old indeed, but I still got a few turns to my crank.
Yeah, I think you do. Well, look, we're glad to have you on here on the Eagle website. We've got a lot of people still love the Outlaws, obviously because you're from Tampa.
Well, you know, that is home. That was where we cut our teeth and got into hot water and learned a lot of hard lessons. And we broke out of there in 75 with our first record, and it was... God, it was an exciting moment in our life.
Well, for our listeners, we're talking to Henry Paul. He is a founding member of the Outlaws, formed in Tampa in 1972. So take us back to the music scene in Tampa. What, you're just out of high school when you started playing, is that correct?
I graduated in 67 at King and went to California, got a job, worked for a couple years, went to college at St. Pete, JC, and then I moved to Greenwich Village and lived for about a year and moved back to Tampa in 71. And Monty and I and Frank and Huey started the band The Outlaws in 72.
Right.
And Billy came back and joined the group from Colorado in late 72, early 73. And then we got our deal in 74 with Arista. So it seemed like a long time, but it happened actually pretty quick.
Right, right. Once everything started, wheels started turning, so to speak. All right, so you mentioned you signed with Arista, and Clive Davis got you in there. What do I understand? I knew that Ronnie Van Zant had some connection to getting you guys signed. What was that about?
Well, he had seen us play. We opened a show for Lynyrd Skynyrd in Nashville at a club called Mother's Musical Emporium, and... he came out and watched the band play, and he called his manager the next day and said, "Listen, I saw a great band on the show last night. Their name's The Outlaws. They're from Tampa, and they got themselves a Freebird."
Right.
And, you know, so his manager at the time was, you know, Roland, and, you know, it's Phil Walden's brother, and had a lot of connections in the music business, and took us to Muscle Shoals and put us in the studio. We recorded a bunch of our original songs, and he shopped us. An A&R director from Arista came down and saw us, and that was it. We went in the studio about 4 or 5 months later with Paul Rothchild and cut our first album.
Well, and what was your relationship with the guys in Skynyrd or any of the other kind of, you know, the label Southern Rock? You guys helped define that term. But the guys in Skynyrd or the Allman Brothers, how was that relationship with all these Southern rock bands?
Well, we were kind of the last band to the party, so to speak. I mean, Marshall Tucker was out playing and had, you know, forged a significant career by that time, as had Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, they hadn't become the bands that they were to become, but they were on their way.
And sure.
Same with Charlie. I mean, Charlie Daniels was out working with Marshall Tucker a lot. And, of course, the Allman Brothers were at the height of their popularity. So being, you know, communal with these people, you know, sharing the stage with them, hanging out with them, talking to them, being treated, you know, with respect and sort of, you know, a certain sort of, acceptance, you know, was a big deal. So
kind of gave you guys a little bit of a brotherhood, something that you all kind of had in common. But I'm sure there was competition or a sense of it.
Well, both. There was a great deal of camaraderie and a great deal of competition. I mean, everybody wanted to whoop up on the other guy.
Right.
But, you know, that was the nature of our business. You didn't want to go out there and, you know, give the evening away. You
sure.
wanted to try and, you know.
You want to outrock the other guy.
What's that?
I said you want to outrock the other guy.
Well, sure. And after the show and all, I mean, you know, up and down the road, you know, in the afternoons, going to dinner on days off. You know, it was a very, very tightly knit community. And, you know, Charlie Daniels' early volunteer jams were sort of a testimony to what that represented.
Yeah, yeah. Well, once again, we're talking to Henry Paul, founding member of the Outlaws from right here in Tampa. And you're coming to the Capitol Theater in Clearwater. That show is Friday, December the 16th. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's has become an annual event for us. And we're excited. You know, we just went out and away from Tampa. Myself to Nashville in the early 90s, and you know, Tampa was always home for me and a lot of the guys I play with, Monty and the others. And it's just great to come back and see old friends and, you know, go have a sandwich at a little place where we used to go. And I don't know. It's just, I still have a lot of friends that I really look forward to seeing every year. And we've turned the little homecoming show in Clearwater into something really fun.
And it sounds like it will. I mean, the Capitol's a great venue now that they revamped it. That's just a perfect place to see a show.
Yeah, it's a nice, intimate venue. And everybody, you know, gets a little FaceTime with the guys. You know, we're pretty accessible. And I don't know. It's really a wonderful evening, and we always look forward to it. This year is going to be really a special night.
Well, and the Outlaws are really known for their live shows, and I guess that's why you released the new album called Legacy Live. I think I need a copy of that. I have a show here called The Live at 5, so I need a copy of that so I can play some Outlaws live. How about that?
Oh, man, we'd like to get you one. You know, it's the record's doing very well. It's really well made. The guys sang and played great on it, and you know, it's just great to document the band in 2016 and sort of demonstrate that we can still, you know, turn in a really respectable performance and a great sort of heartfelt treatment to these great songs and the people that are no longer with us that helped make this band what it is.
Right, that's got to be difficult, losing, you know, close friends. And, you know, like any bands, I know that there was turmoil and there was trouble, but, you know, when you lose, what, three guys that were your friends, that's got to be hard to overcome.
It is, and, you know, the whole thing with the Tucker Band and Skinner, even the Almonds early on, I mean, it's a part of the landscape, and it's the hard part of what we do. I'm, you know, every day I wake up, I feel just lucky to be alive and lucky to still have the energy to go back out there and do what we do, and I'm excited to, you know, kind of see this entire career thing to the very end, and I'm looking forward to what it represents.
Well, good for you. And Henry Paul, the Outlaws in town at the Capitol Theater, that show in Clearwater, of course, Friday, December the 16th. We look forward to seeing you out there, Henry.
Well, thanks, and I appreciate your time today. I hope everything's good for you guys, and you know, it's going to be a fun time.
Sounds very good. Well, thanks again for your time, and I'll get a hold of your management, and I'll get me a copy of that CD because I really do want to play something. I get requests for the Outlaws. You got some loyal fans out there.
Well, good, and I'll call them as soon as I hang up. Make sure you get taken care of.
All right, sounds great. Thanks a bunch.
You bet, John.
All right, Henry. Bye bye.